sweetest friends. This should be a special for Rabbi Norman Rossi Sheikhiu. So much should have been the Shemari Rabbi Moshe Mordechai. Rachav Asach B'chom Asay Yedehem. And Le Nishmas Chaim Simen Elio. It says in Parashas Emor. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Deber Al Aaron Lemor, Ish Mizarach Al Adarosam Mishir Bomum, Lo Yikrav Lahakriv Lechem Elokav, Ki Kol Ish Asher Yiyah Bomum, Lo Yikrav Ish Iver, Ot Pisech, Ocharum, Osarua. So it says in the Psukim that Kohanim are now allowed to be Makriv Karbonos when they're Baalei Mumin, when they have blemishes. Taras Kohanim learns Asher Yiyah Bomum, I only know Yiyah Bomum Lachar Adibor, I only know a mum that's after Matan Torah, like Azov, Negaim, Saras, Ziva. How about if he has a mum before the Dibur? A mum that counted as a mum even before Matan Torah. Tamlom Rashir Yabom Mum. Even that's considered a mum. Ainli Elishanola Tom Ben Asabam. I only know if he was born Shalem and then he became a Balmum. How do we know if he became a Balmum? If he was born a Balmum? Even then he's Pasol. Tamlom Rashir Yabom Mum. So we see from this that we're more inclined to pasul a Baal Mum that became a Baal Mum afterwards, because we say, I only know if he became a Baal Mum afterwards, he's pasul. How do we know if even if he was born a Baal Mum? It's called Mashem Lan, to pasul a Shere Baal Mum, that if he was born a Baal Mum, he's pasul. But you see from here that you're more inclined to pasul, you're more inclined to disqualify somebody who became a Baal Mum acharkach, afterwards. The only problem is that this doesn't seem to shtim with the Gemara and Zvachim. Gemara and Zvachim teaches us that a Baal Mum is allowed to eat kachim. Now that I bring Karbon, he's allowed to eat Kachim. And the Gemara says, I only know that he's allowed to eat Kachim because if he's a Tom and then afterwards he's become a Baal Mum, because that's not as bad. If he was a Shalem and then afterwards he became Baal Mum. I don't know that even if he was born a Baal Mum, that he's allowed to eat Kachim, which is inferior. So Talmud Lomar calls Zachar. So you see from here that being born a Baal Mum is inferior to getting becoming a Baal Mum afterwards. And therefore you need a special Chiddush to say that even if he's born a Baal Mum, he can still eat Kachim. So being born a Baal Mum is inferior. And we see from the Taras Kohanim before, not like that. We see that being born a Baal Mum, becoming a Baal Mum afterwards is inferior. And therefore it's more pashut that he's a pasul to bring a carbon than somebody who's born with a Baal Mum. So which is inferior? The one who was born a Baal Mum or the one who became a Baal Mum afterwards? We seemingly have a stira in Chazal. So this kasha was presented by Mor Rabbi Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yitzchak Manzitzal, and we're going to be going on his derech. So the Malbim is omen on this Nakuda and he gives the Teretz, it's a little sure to understand. In that Deres Elio, he has an opposite Giras in the Teres Kohanim, that you need a special Chiddush to tell us if he became a Baal Mum afterwards, that even he is a Pasul, even he is Kasher for eating Karbonos, for eating Kachim. So that would work, right? Because it's assuming that becoming a Baal Mum afterwards is inferior, but our Giras is not like that. And the Girsa of the Rash, the Ravid, it's like our Girsa. So we have to understand which is inferior. According to our Medrash, according to our Gemara, being a Baal Mum from the get-go is inferior. And according to the Taras Kohanim, becoming a Baal Mum is inferior. So that's our first Kasha. We have another Kasha, that you have to see where you're learning it from. It says, Yiyah, I only know a Baal Mum Shalifnei Adibur. I only know a Baal Mum after the Dibur, like Negayim and Ziva. How do I know even a Baal Mum from before the Dibur, from before Matan Torah? It says the Pasuk, Yiyah, so we learn from Yiyah. How can Yiyah teach us before the Dibur? Yiyah is Lashon Asid, it's future. So how is it teaching us a Chiddush about the past? That's the Kasha of the Leif Samech. Another Kasha, and Lo Sasei Ayin Aleph, the Rambam. Another Kasha is, we have where do you learn that even if he's born with a mum, even if he's born with a mum, that he's Pasul? Pasuk says, we learned before, Yiyah bo mum. Why would that be a ribui? Why would that be a chiddush for being born with a mum? Yiyah means it came about afterwards. Yiyah is Lashon Asid, his future. So how are we learning Yiyah to tell us about the past? So Leif Samech brings the Rambam, who is a different Girsa, he learns from a different Pasuk, but according to our Girsa, the Kasha, the Kli Yakri discusses this. Pasuk Yitches, it says, Ki kol ish asher yiyah bo mum lo yikrav. Anybody who has a mum shouldn't approach. So Pshutot's mashma that this pasuk is giving a reason ki, because the pasuk Gitzayin. What does pasuk Gitzayin say? A kohen's not allowed to be makar if he has a mum. He's not allowed to bring carbon if he has a mum. Why? Because if he has a mum, he's not allowed to bring a carbon. It's not a reason at all. It's just saying the same thing. It's like a funny pasuk. So Rashi says that kikol ish lo yikrav eino din shi yikrav, that it's not correct that he should approach kamo hakriveu ne lepecha secha. It's the pasuk of Malachi, which means that when you offer up a blind animal, a lame or a sick one, is there nothing wrong? You'd offer it to your governor, hakriveu ne lepecha secha, hayirtzecha yisa panecha, would he accept it? Would he favor you? No way. So don't bring it to me. So that's the pasuk Rashi quotes Hakrivena lepecha secha. So already the kliyakar zomein then the nekuda. If this is the reason, then ikra chaser menasefer, the Torah didn't tell us that. All the Torah says is you're not allowed to bring a carbon when you have a mum. Why? Because you're not allowed to bring a carbon when you have a mum. And it doesn't say a word about the hakriveu ne lepecha secha that Rashi brings. Would you bring it to your governor? Don't bring it to me. The pasuk in Malachi, the Torah never hints a word about it. Ein b'meshech chochma kan. Uguf divrei Rashi. We have to understand. He brings from hakriveu ne lepecha secha. They were talking about a carbon. It shouldn't be makriv. An inferior carbon. Here we're talking about the kohen. The kohen is a mum. So what does not bringing an inferior carbon have to do with the kohen with a mum? Don't bring a carbon with a mum, not a kohen with a mum. So it's more mashma that Rashi is not coming to explain the reason, but Rashi is coming to explain that Bishleim and Pasuk Yid Zayin says the yikrov lahakriv lechem elokav. So we see the din baal mum in the pasuk lo yikrov lahakriv. He shouldn't approach to be makriv. And Pasuk Yud Ches, it only says Lo Yikrav. And in this we have Akasha. What do you mean Lo Yikrav? Is he Makrav himself? He's bringing himself the carbon? So that Rashi brings from Hakriveu Ne LePechasecha, that by Pechasecha, it's not an inyan of Hakrava, it's not a carbon, it's Hava, approaching. You're not going to approach him with this lame or sick animal. But you see that it's an inyan of approaching, of Hava. So here also, we're talking about Hava, Havas Atzmo. Don't bring yourself. Don't approach when one's a Baal Mum. Now we have to understand that the issue here is not approaching. The issue here is not bringing a carbon to Hashem when one's a Baal Mum. The issue is the carbonos. Not to bring a carbon. So why does Rashi tell us that the issue here is the approaching? That's not the problem. In the Torah's Kohanim, in Pasuk Yud Ches, it says there, Mal Talmud Lomer, Lefishnemar Zera Aaron, Ein Li Ela Zara, Aaron Atzmin, I only know Zera Aaron. How about Aaron himself? How do I know that a mum passes Aaron himself? Answer is, Ki Kol Ish Asher Yebo Mum. Anybody, even Aaron, Ein Li Ela Bal Mum Kavua, so the Medrash says, I only know a set mum, permanent mum. How do I know about a Bal Mum Oiver? Talmud Lomer Kol Ish Asher bo mum. Anybody who has a mum, that includes even a baal mum over. V'chorah, this is a very difficult drasha. What do you mean kol? Who's kol referring to? Kol's referring to the person. If you want to be married by Aaron, that's great. Kol ish. But how do you get a mum over? It's not pasuk v'chan not talking about the mum. It's talking about the ish. Kol ish. Kol is referring to the ish. Kol ish asher bo mum. It's not referring to the mum. It's referring to the ish. How do you get there a mum kavur? Muzal meod. And how do you get from there? Where do you learn from there even a mum over? How do you get that? Very schwer. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos likes to say ayin, let's say ayin aleph, is moine two likes to say. Lois to say ayin is a mum kavua, asher yeh bo mum, and beis lois to say ayin aleph is iser avoyde be mum oiver. From pasuk yud ches, and from pasuk yud ches, we learn even a mum oiver, ki kolish asher yeh bo mum. The Ramban is masik on the Rambam, and he says that these are just details. You're not going to make a separate mitzvah mum lifnei adibur, mum lachar adibur. What are you making separate mitzvahs for? Avoda b'mum kavua, avoda b'mum over. Very, very peladika Rambam, says the Ramban. I don't understand this Rambam. And actually, the Ramban isn't alone. I personally don't understand the Rambam either. So that, sweet friends, is our series of questions that I'd like you to chew on a little bit. And then in the next shiur, Mirtz Hashem, B'li Neder, we will further explore this, and we will see Nifla'ot Gedolot Mitorat Hashem, B'li Neder Bezrat Hashem. And I ask that you stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. And I like to emphasize that the ikar isn't always the terutzim, but just to see the problems, to get the mind, the motor working, to think about it and to analyze, come to your own conclusions. And Mirtz Hashem, we will lean out there in the next year, see Niflaos Mitaras Hashem, and we will remember that Sof Davar Hakol Nishma, Elokim yirah et mitzvotav shmor kiseh kol ha'adam. Inshallah.